Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, a few comments. Some 25 years ago, I was to give a paper in this meetings. I guess it was Chicago or wherever. And apart from me, the presenter, and the chairman, there was only one or two people. And I felt very bad. Coming all the way from Nigeria, spending a lot of money, risking my life to present only two people. Well, this number is more than two, but it's still discouraging. The other thing is, I really think these meetings are well organized. That I'm very glad to be here once more. My last opportunity was 25 years ago. It has been very difficult for us to have funds to attend these kind of meetings. We do benefit a lot by interacting with scientists from all over this country and elsewhere. Now, how does this go forward? Okay. We grow a lot of maize in Nigeria, and we have several agroclimatic zones, ranging from the forest in the south up to the savanna, the Sahel, which is close to the desert. And maize is adapted to all of these regions or climatic zones. But we had a problem, but we still have it. Maize developed in the northern part, which is savanna, grassland, and classified into certain maturity groups. By the time you move them to other agroclimatic zones, they no longer behave exactly like they do in the savanna. Silking date has been used as the index of maturity. And the problem has been a lot of G by E of this particular index. And there also have been conflicting results that we have obtained over the years, starting from one man called Van Enerten, that was a Dutch breeder in Nigeria several decades ago. So we think using silking date is unreliable. We therefore thought we should identify the flowering trait that best predicts or quantifies maturity. We wanted to develop indices that will contain temperature, heat units, and photo period to predict time from planting to that particular flowering trait that we may have identified. And then we thought that we would validate the models in predicting flowering in the different agroclimatic zones of West and Central Africa, and compare these with what classifications we had using silking date per se. I work at the University of Ife, now called Obafemi Awolowo University. We have a teaching research farm, so we grew 100 varieties in 2 years and two seasons per year. We are in the south, where we have a very long period of rainfall, and that's a bimodal peak. So we group this into early season and late season. The early season starts from about late April, and there is a break. It's not completely dry, but a break sometime in August. And after that break, rain picks up again, and we call that the late season, which is about the last week in August, thereabouts. The varieties were supplied by ITA, and we use a lattice design in all the plantings. We took dates to 50% flowering using tasseling, anthesis, and silking. We used daily temperatures and calculated heat units as I showed there. And sunlight hours, sunshine hours, we took as our photo period. We analyzed using SARS, ANOVA regression, correlation, and so on. In particular, the development of the flowering models where we used 1 over F, the reciprocal of flowering date, the number of days to flowering, which is termed to be the rate of progress towards flowering. And these are some of the models that we use. Just the details will be in the paper. So we took data both for the climatic variables and the flowering dates in the late season of 2007, which is the shorter season, and developed the models based on that, and then validated our data with the plantings in the other seasons, along with maize, some of these varieties that were grown in other parts, in other years, some other years, in the West and Central African zone. First, we had the analysis of variance, which confirmed to us, of course, the G by E in every case, that's expected. The CV is relatively low, that's good. And the models R square for each flowering event is very high in each case. So it would suggest that any one of these three flowering days could be used. When we looked at means to flowering, the number of days to flowering for each of the three, the mean and the standard error and the range, the two in yellow are early season plantings for the 2 years. This is 2008 and this is 2009. You will notice that for each of the flowering events, the days are not too far apart. 55 here, 55.8 to 55, 56, 57 to 58, and for silking, 59 or 60 to 61. That's about 1 day apart for those 2 years in the early season. If you compare with the late season, this is 58 to 51, like 7 days different, suggesting to us then that the late season tends to have to affect flowering more than, that is, the G by E in the late season is higher than in the early season. These are the models developed using simple linear regression, multiple and quadratic, and for Tarzaline, and I've highlighted the ones due to temperature in each model. Temperature here, the R square is 98 in each case for temperature alone. For temperature and photo period here, and then the quadratic of temperature, third one, right here. If you look at the other R square values, they are not consistent. For antithesis, we got similar trends, as well as for silking. So we then said temperature will be the climatic variable to use in this, in predicting flowering. But we still have not arrived at the flowering event to use. All right, so we look then at the mean plus minus standard error and the CV again for each of them, and compare with the observed values. Looking at the CVs, this is for the observed value for each one of them, and for the models, the predicted ones, it is only temperature that was reasonable, relatively lower than the others. In fact, so some outrageous values like negative 113 percent, 500%. Very outrageous coefficient of variation. That's for 2008 early season. We got similar trend for the 2008 late season. But in the 2009 early season, here, temperature also became outrageous. However, we thought, compared with the other two, it's still the most reasonable. So we picked antithesis as the flowering event to use. And then we now compared the observed days to flowering for the different groups of varieties, extra early, early, intermediate, and late. Like I said, we had a total of 100, and by way of observed observed days, there are three varieties in this group, 31 here, 43 here, and 23 for 100. For the predictions, using antithesis, none fell into this group. By the way, the least, the earliest to flower was 46 days. That's what it means here. And it was 57 here. And then we looked at this, there was zero, only two fell into this group, 39 here, and zero for only 41 out of the 100 that we could predict at all. That was for the 2008 early season, and for the late season, two fell into the extra early, 9, 15, 4, for 30 out of the 100. And so we moved on to another location in the rainforest ecology and picked some of the varieties that were common with the ones that we planted. Ikene is another location in the rainforest zone of southwestern Nigeria. And these are the observed values for these varieties. These are the predicted for the different models that we had. It was temperature that appeared to be close to the observed values. All the others were different and way, way off, either too low or too high. This is a location in the Guinea savannah, Abuja, which is not, this site is not far from the city, our capital city now, but it's in the savannah. The models were developed in the rainforest, but late season, and predicted in Guinea savannah zone. There were no values that were close to be observed at all. And moving to another savanna zone, but now the Sudan savanna, which is a drier still, it was even worse. So we looked at the varieties based on the maturity grouping that presently have, and compared with our, that's comparing their flowering, not days to flowering, that is to antithesis, with the predicted, and took the difference. That difference is, you subtract from the predicted, subtract the observed. For the early season, the deviation was between 1 and 3 at the location where the models were developed. And for a late season, the deviations were wider. We then concluded that antithesis was the best to group varieties on the basis of maturity. The thermal model, that's temperature, best predicted time. It also did it very well in other locations in the agroclimatology where the models were developed, but it did not do so in other agroclimatic zones. And about 40% of the varieties were correctly classified. Thank you very much.
Why in the tropical, why it's so different?
I don't understand either. We are still continuing with these studies. to. I thought we'd just pick heat units very easily, but then it didn't come that way in this study. Yeah, we had studies in the past that looked at the different methods of computing heat units and so on and so forth, and we used it on silking. There were quite some GBIE as well at that time, but that's the experiment was in the 70s. Yeah.
One more quick question.
Questions?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.